Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. They used to say that the number of folds in a chef's hat represented the 100 ways you can cook eggs. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino is here to fill us in on a few of those delicious egg-based recipes.
Yeah, we've become huge fans of eggs. And I think a lot of people consider it sort of the perfect food. You know, it's got just so much great protein in it. You know, it's just a great little treat. And I think, you know, it's just fun to talk about the differences between a few different dishes. There's the egg casserole, there's the quiche, there's the frittata, and then there's the strata. So those are four sort of egg-based dishes. And just to break it down, I mean, casserole, I think everybody understands, but it's a broad term. There's lots of different types of casseroles, but an egg casserole basically is defined by the dish in which it's cooked. A casserole dish, deep-sided, usually either square or rectangular dish, often with a lid. And just a side note, just to preface this, these four dishes are the best thing in the world to clean out your fridge, because there is nothing that can't go in these things. So if you need a clean out day, one of these dishes works perfect. So the casserole, pretty simple. The quiche, obviously, there's a crust involved. And so this one's the most complicated of the four, because you either have to make pastry crust or buy some. There's a lot of really nice pre-made crusts out there, not going to lie, that you can buy if you don't feel like putting together your own crust. And also the quiche of the four has the most dairy involved. There's a good amount of, I use both half and half and whole milk in my quiche, but it's the one that has a substantial amount of dairy as relative to the other three. And obviously the most famous being quiche Lorraine, but certainly it could be quiche whatever's in your kitchen for sure. That's a great thing to do with that. The frittata, also kind of defined by what it's cooked in. It's usually cooked in some sort of skillet, cast iron, or I actually love to use a nonstick skillet. For this, the difference is, as in say like a quiche or a strata, you need to cook, if there's things need to be cooked, they need to be cooked in a separate pan and then mixed into the filling. For the frittata, you are going to cook it in the same pan you're going to cook the other thing. So you start with your cast iron or your nonstick, a little butter, a little olive oil, whatever, or both, and add, say, the onions, garlic, bacon, ham, again, whatever, potatoes, the traditional Spanish potato frittata. And then you cook these guys in the pan, and then, in a bowl, just you basically whip up the eggs, pour it in. Often at this point, you can add some cheese. I like to put dollops of ricotta cheese on top of the frittata. And then, again, just making sure that it is an oven-proof nonstick skillet, because it's going in the oven. So you slide that into the oven and let it bake. And when it comes out, it's quite good. The last dish, the strata, I think is the one that at least, but most people know it, they just don't know it. It's basically a savory bread pudding. So it's bread soaked in your egg mixture and then things added to it. Again, traditionally meat and cheese or some vegetable, and then baked, just as you would bake a bread pudding. It's just there's no sweetness, there's no sugar, there's no vanilla, there's no chocolate or anything. It's just a savory bread pudding. And those are quite good with a little bit of mushroom gravy.
Jerry, they all sound fantastic. Let's put the recipes on the website so people can try these at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.